in Revelation, it talks about, I think, the effeminate, the ungodly, the fearful, won't inherit the kingdom of God. And hopefully this isn't inappropriate, but I have a fear of riding roller coasters. And in the summers, some summers, my wife's family, they like to go ride roller coasters. And I feel like sometimes I get convicted because I'm scared to ride them, and so I won't ride them. And so I guess my question is, one, is this the kind of fearfulness that the scripture is talking about? Because, like, for instance, my I think sometimes, like, I want to be an example to, like, my nephews, like the younger nephews and other people, and they see me scared, and I think that is not a good example of Christ. So I guess the question is, do I need to go get on the roller coaster? Or, I mean, it's something that I've been kind of dealing with for a couple of years now. So I guess the question is, do I need to get on the roller coaster, or is that talking about a different kind of fearfulness?
I hope it's not saying it's not okay to be scared to go on a roller coaster, because I hate those things.
Well, wouldn't there be a difference between struggling with fears over specific things and your life being completely dominated by fear? You're in bondage to fear. It's a complete dominates everything. You know, the fear of man's a snare, etc. So the fearful that Revelation would be talking about that won't inherit the kingdom, that's a characteristic of their life that dominates them, just like the adulterous, the drunkard, the unbelieving, where fear rules a person's life.
Well, you have the case of Moses. It says that by faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who's invisible. And so it says not fearing the wrath of the king. Well, it doesn't mean he didn't feel any fear in the sense of fear, but he pressed past that. He did not let his fear stop him from obeying God. And that's a characteristic of a Christian. He feels all the same fears in many cases that anyone feels. But for the Christian, the desire to obey God overcomes those things, and he presses through. So you might have somebody that's scared to death to speak up, but they press through it and they speak up. That's the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian.
Yeah, I can remember when I was first saved, the truth is that as a lost person, I was absolutely wicked, a thief, a liar. My sins were many. And I can remember being convicted that, you know what, I need to go back and return and make restitution for all the things that I had stolen, things I had vandalized, things I had destroyed. And I basically made a list. And I was utterly terrified. I'd go through my possessions and I'd find something and look at it. Oh, the thought of even having to go back and talk to the people. And I made an entire list, and absolutely terrified. I can remember the first one on my list was I bailed out of rent when I was in college, and I owed the landlord $300. And I can remember I sat down the street, I'm just new in the Lord, just absolutely terrified. But I knew somewhere I'd come across a text in Ezekiel about returning the things stolen. And I just knew it was what the Lord wanted me to do. I sat in my car and I just pleaded and I prayed. And I walked up to his house and I knocked on his door. I'll tell you, I actually was hoping he was dead, but because it had been several years and he was old. And sure enough, the guy comes to the door. And I told him, and I used to live next door here in your house, and I bailed out. And I just absolutely terrified. And he said, oh, that's all right. And I had this $300, and I kind of flashed it after he said that, and he snagged it, and he took it. It turned out to not be so hard, but that's it. When you become convinced by the word, I need to do it. I think that's really the heart of boldness, right? It doesn't mean you don't have fear. It just means you press past that because your fear of the Lord is greater. Your desire to please Him is greater.
It reminds me when I first started, we did some door-to-door witnessing. And again, there was definite fear there, and there always is. But you push past that fear because it's like when we started, I'd be walking up someone's driveway thinking, please don't be in. You know, but eventually, out of love for souls, you knock, and this the same when I preach. When you witness to someone, you know, sometimes I'll preach to people on a ladder, and the next minute I'm getting nervous witnessing to a 13-year-old. You know, because those thoughts come in, but you overcome them.
By ladder, you mean a stool?
Oh.
Oh, I think we tend to forget just what a courageous thing it is to become a Christian. I mean, it is the most courageous thing that anybody can do. And that's why folks don't become Christians is as cowardice. And, you know, it's just a different way of saying it. The next word in the list there in Revelation 21:8 is unbelieving. You know, in a way, why the reason people don't become Christians is because they don't believe. But you could put it another way, is because they are cowards and they're afraid of man. They're afraid. And so it is the most courageous thing that anybody can do is become a follower of Christ.